Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how the advice that me and William have given has gone down with you, our G and Divas.
William and I. Back at ya. Oh, no, don't. You look so cross there.
Just give William the finger.
Don't. No, but you're...
the finger, not the fist.
See how much extra content we can squeeze in.
Very good. Come on, listeners' responses, please.
Well, before we get on to listeners' responses, let's go over to our favourite priest, other than the Archbishop of Canterbury, Vicar Tom. Now, obviously, your impression is interesting.
Well, yeah. Vicar Tommy, how does one do? I've given up the booth for the time being, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in church on Sunday.
Now, excitingly, for perhaps the first time ever, we are actually going to hear from the subject of one of Jordan's impressions.
We just heard him then.
Yeah, and hear what they actually sound like. Now, this is also in relation. Can you remember the, why someone had written in for Vicar Tom? Because they were looking after a neighbour's flat, had gone in and found sex toys on the bed.
But they were a vicar, weren't they?
There was some connection with the priesthood. Anyway, here is Tom. What I also love particularly about this note from Tom, and hello if you're listening, Tom, is he starts off in what I'd call his professional voice, and as the voice note progresses and he sort of relaxes into it, he gets slightly more...
All right, play natural. The bloody clip, will you?
William, how lovely to hear from you.
Told you.
I hope you're keeping well. Yes, what an interesting dilemma. I'd probably say that they are evidently a couple who have a good and healthy relationship, and therefore what people do in the privacy of their own lives, I think, is probably best left to their conscience before God and the principles that they seek to hold. It's very good to hear that they're reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Excellent version, the best in my opinion. Yes, so I would water the plants and I'd probably say no more about it and be very English. The only one other thing I would say is that I listened to the sort of little snippet in the run-up to this, and I think that Jordan's impression is truly diabolical.
Nothing like it.
Told you. He's the coolest vicar I've ever met.
He's a very cool vicar. Mm. He's got... Andrew Scott's got nothing on him.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, even the producer's nodding.
Well, thank you very much, Vicar Tom. You are most welcome, my child. Thank you. I shall see you all soon. I've given up the balls, have I told you?
Okay, listeners' responses. This is from Lauren. Hi from Boston.
Yeah!
No, that's not Boston. Really very Boston, but...
Oh. Hi from Boston, in Lincolnshire.
Well, we'll find out. I actually don't... It could be either. I thought a fun suggestion might be to have Jordan do an etymology segment and translate some of his northern words and phrases for the international audience. For example, skint.
What?
When Jordan used this word, it was my first time ever hearing that term. Love from Lauren McCunis. I may not be pronouncing your surname correctly.
It's skint. Everyone knows what skint means.
I know what skint
means. Skint means you. Is it brassic?
Yep.
Your, who's get mixed up with? Your brassic, your Baltic. No, Baltic's cold. Brassic and skint means your skint.
I've never heard brassic.
Yeah, I'm brass.
Have you heard brass?
Have you not heard brassic before?
Well, look, if there are any other...
Brassic means your skint. You've no money. Right. It means you're low on funds.
Well, if there are any other words or phrases that Jordan has said, particularly if you aren't a UK citizen that you have heard, let us know, because we could compile... Jordan's Northern Dictionary.
Yeah, we should do that.
You could come... I mean, you do on TikTok come with subtitles, admittedly, so do I. But you could come with subtitles... Audio. We could audio-describe Jordan on this podcast.
Gobshite.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another good one, isn't it? I bet they don't use that in America.
Probably not.
You are a gobshite. Ellie, it's my favourite swear word.
It is, I know. Yeah. This is from Martina. Hello, Jordan, William and EPB. Wrong way round, but never mind. As a reasonably new listener to your podcast, I was delighted with a recent encounter. I went to the bar to get a drink on a night out with a work colleague in a local hotel. I asked for a gin, ice and a slice of orange. The barman looked at me quizzically and asked if my name was Wendy. I answered no, to which he replied, "That's a shame. I was going to ask if I could borrow your potato peeler."
Oh my God, we are global.
It made my night. Lots of love, Martina.
Is this like a little secret code between G and Divas? Yeah. May I have some... what did you ask
for? Well, she asked for gin, ice and a slice of orange.
And he said, "Is your Wendy?" Oh my God, that could be our new call sign. Is your name Wendy? May I borrow your potato peeler? That's a little thing.
That's
my God, we're viral. That's amazing.
And talking of Wendy's and potato peelers...
have we got another one?
Well, we've got another radio example.
I'm going to get in trouble here. Greg has been flooded with them. I've got to tell you, Greg and his producers...
Well, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
He just does one and then it'll stop.
Greg has been flooded with them, so keep trying. Just keep G and Divas. Keep trying, because I want him to just read it out to give in, but he's very much aware. Greg, I think, listens. He listens and he's very much aware. His producer texted me this week. Where is it? Oh, it's there. There's a text here that says, from Bailey in Bradwell, "Hi, Greg, can you ask my neighbour, who always listens to you, if I can borrow her potato peeler? Her name's Wendy, thank you." And Greg's producers put, "Not our first rodeo." Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot. So
keep them coming.
Try and get some fella. I get them all the time.
I do want a Radio 1-1.
Yeah, we do want a Radio 1-1.
Is there any way we can get Vic to do it?
She's very much aware as well. We have them all, but definitely do want a Radio 1-1. Try Katie Thistleton.
She must be aware.
No, she ain't listened for a while. Because
stuck it on your story, though.
No. Yeah, try Katie Thistleton. She's on Friday, Saturday, Sundays.
Okay.
Fridays... And Saturday's on from 10:30 till 1:00. Sunday she's on from 4:00 till 7:00. Don't do it on Sundays because Vic will see it. But try Katie Thistle and she'll do it. Because she's a bit behind. Jack Saunders, that'd be a good one as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might need to be creative with it. Like this one, another Radio 2 one. This is from Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation, right at the end of his show. So what I particularly like about this one is, because it was almost the last thing he said, he would have read out this text, logged off the text system to go home, and not seen the text that then came in going, "Oh, you've had sex today."
Oh, no.
Here we go.
"This is random, really random. Could you give a big shout out to my wife, Sandra, who's currently asleep in my van? She was meant to be helping me deliver flowers around London before we pick up my Auntie Wendy from Luton Airport. Could you also ask my Auntie Wendy if I can borrow her potato peeler?"
Yeah.
Thanks. Ray from Kettering. There's a man who knows his place, doesn't he? He's had to ask a national radio DJ to ask someone for a potato peeler. Clearly.
Love it.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this, aren't I?
Yes, but it's amused all of us.
We've done with contracts up soon.
This is from Gems. Maybe her first name is Iced. "Hi, Jordan, William, EPB. EP Ben, sorry, and Diego. I'm writing to tell you about a recent visit to the hospital where I was visiting my mum and I thought I was going to get thrown out of the ward. As I sat back, I heard someone shout Wendy and instantly, without thinking, I shouted back,
"Can I borrow your potato peeler?"
My mum looked at me as though I had committed a heinous crime. I realised what just happened and that I was in a very strict ward where if you're visiting even 1 minute outside of hours, you will be kicked out. Thankfully, as my mum was in a side room and it was only the aforementioned Wendy and another nurse that heard me, I peeked out of the door and I saw that they were in stitches, and later they told me they were fellow G and Divas.
No way! Yay! No!
So not only did you help my anxiety and stress, you made my mum have a much-needed giggle. Thank you and much love, Gems.
If you do hear someone call them in a cafe and just go, Wendy, you've, as a G&D diva, it is your responsibility to shout, can I borrow you a potato peeler? It is your God-given right. It's your part of your... You have to do it. What's the word? It's
part of the constitution.
Yeah, it's part of our constitution. If someone says, Wendy, even if you're at a funeral, you've got to shout, can I borrow you a potato peeler? Sorry, I'm really sorry about your uncle. Okay.
And I've had lots of people have sent me attempts of them doing it at their home. We've had Mark, G&D Diva Mark, with a C, came into his house late at night
and shouted
Wendy to see if his flatmate was awake, which they were after he shouted Wendy.
Can we play that one?
Yeah.
Play that.
I'll do it in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ben's off to South Africa. You could go and do it. You could go and do it there.
Wendy, can I bring potato peeler?
That's Australia.
Yeah, you know, South Africa's more like Steve Africa. Wait. Let me get into Steve Africa. Steve Africa. Wendy, can I bring potato peeler?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's 1:30 a.m. I just got home from work. I'm going to see if my neighbour's awake. Wendy!
Oh, it's brilliant.
We'll go to Jeremy from America. Dear William, Jordan, EPB and Diego, I had to write in after William's etiquette update on the front door ring camera. My husband and I moved into our new home about 18 months ago. Our new home is only a short drive from our previous home. Therefore, we would visit our new home to show our friends and family while we were waiting for the sale to be finished. Yes, it's technically trespassing, but we felt it was okay to share our excitement about our new house. When we brought our parents to look at the house, the agent was unavailable to let us in, so we had a quick peek through the windows. I should note that this occurred after the previous owners moved out, but before we fully took ownership, so there was no one home. During this visit, I was sitting on the porch swing with my mother, and I made a comment that I wanted to change the swing because the wicker was tacky.
Are they from America?
Mm.
God, but they have dungarees and a big straw hanging out. Piece of corn hanging out the mouth as well.
Fast forward 2 weeks when we're closing the deal and the ink has dried on the sale. The previous owner said to me, well, now I can guess you can change that hideous swing.
Oh, wow, very passive-aggressive.
Unbeknownst to us, the former owners had a hidden camera and microphone on the porch and had overheard my comment to my mother. As you can imagine, I turned every shade of red and began to apologise profusely. Fortunately, the former owner had a good sense of humour and recognised my husband and me as a pair of highly strung gays. She was prepared to have her home judged. This gave everyone a good laugh. Sincerely yours, Jeremy from America.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, just own it. I just reply with, yes, it is pretty hideous.
Yeah. Great to hear. You've got to be careful.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moment you approach, you get a couple of metres close to that camera, it starts recording.
Neck curtains in this day and age. Scruffy cow.
This is from Lewis. Dear William, Jordan and PB, great to hear about Jordan's brother Bradley getting married next year and the exciting addition to his family on the way.
Oh, thank
I think
you.
It's a really nice idea that he's invited his parents on his honeymoon. I married my wife in 2019 and we at the time had Arabella, our 12-week-old daughter. We arranged to use my parents' house in Spain as the location for our honeymoon and we spent 1 week there without them. They joined us for the second week. It worked out great because we were able to travel with less as my mother was able to have a pram / car seat / sterilizer / crib at the villa. We were also able to have time as just newlyweds and go out for a meal without our daughter while the grandparents babysat. Keep up the great work with the podcast and wish you all the very best. Kind regards, Lewis. That's lovely.
That's because my brothers called my mum and dad up and asked them if they'd come on their honeymoon so
yes.
They can look after their yet unborn
baby. Have they got a date yet for the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it next year, this year?
No, I think it's, I can't remember. I think it's 24.
So next year.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you think James and Sarah, Bradley and Wendy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Definitely okay. The favourite. Really? Literally got.
I think he's my favourite too, actually.
Bought prams, clothes, bottles, everything.
Gosh.
Yeah. I got a new kitchen, literally. Never.
Yeah. I say he's my favourite. I quite like Dominic and Ryan as well, actually. So.
Yeah.
I think you're my least favourite.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I think your brother's more talented than you, but.
who doesn't?
Oh, don't I feel harsh?
No, no, it's fine.
It's BBC Radio Bristol, darling. It's very, very good. Me and the girls listen before tennis, after tennis. Does she still
during be? Tennis.
During tennis.
Well, lovely. What a lovely collection of listener responses.
We will be back on Tuesday for another main episode.
That's the plan.
Should we go and get some toast?
Yes.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.